When was the last time you left a meeting feeling energized rather than exhausted? For most professionals, meetings have become synonymous with wasted time, productivity black holes where minutes crawl by while emails pile up. Yet meetings themselves aren't the problem. Our approach to them is. This revelation comes from Cameron Harold's game-changing book that's been embraced by executives at companies like Microsoft and praised by business leaders worldwide. With over 20% of our professional lives spent in meetings, costing organizations $350 to $1,000 per hour, the stakes couldn't be higher. Harold's approach has transformed meeting culture across continents, from Silicon Valley startups to established corporations in Qatar, proving that effective meeting structures universally drive focus, energy, and accountability, regardless of organizational culture. Meetings aren't going away, nor should they. Despite our collective disdain, face-to-face communication builds critical connections that email simply cannot replicate. Consider how a simple six-word sentence can have six entirely different meanings depending on which word receives emphasis. Written communication strips away the nuance of facial expressions, body language, and voice inflection that form deeper collaborative bonds. The richness of in-person interaction allows for immediate feedback, emotional resonance, and the kind of spontaneous idea building that rarely emerges from digital exchanges. The real problem isn't that meetings exist, it's that we're terrible at running them. We send employees into meetings without proper training, like children thrust into baseball games without knowing the rules. Then we wonder why they strike out repeatedly. Most professionals receive extensive training in their technical disciplines, but little to no instruction in meeting facilitation, agenda design, or group dynamics. This fundamental disconnect explains why your team dreads the calendar notification for your weekly status update. Research shows that employees spend an average of 23 hours per week in meetings, yet fewer than 20% report receiving any formal training in meeting management. Most organizations fail to recognize that meetings serve different purposes requiring different approaches. Some meetings exist to share information, others to generate ideas, and still others to make decisions. When we blur these distinctions, confusion reigns. The analytical programmer expecting to provide technical updates finds herself in a brainstorming session without preparation. The marketing executive, ready to debate campaign strategies, discovers he's only there to receive information. Each meeting type demands its own structure, participant list, and facilitation style. Strategic planning sessions require different tools and timeframes than daily stand-ups. Project reviews need different preparation than creative brainstorms. No wonder frustration follows when these boundaries blur. The solution begins with understanding that meetings, when properly structured, can transform your organization's culture, alignment, and results. They become vehicles for developing future leaders, fostering innovation, and building the cohesion necessary for high-performing teams. Well-designed meetings create opportunities for mentorship, cross-functional learning, and the kind of collaborative problem-solving that drives breakthrough innovations. They serve as real-time training grounds where emerging leaders can practice essential skills like facilitation, conflict resolution, and decision-making. The question isn't whether to have meetings, it's how to make them engines of productivity rather than drains on morale. Organizations that master this challenge gain a significant competitive advantage through better coordination, faster decision-making, and stronger team alignment. Every meeting brings together a complex mix of personalities that profoundly influences participation dynamics. Understanding these distinct behavioral patterns and communication styles helps meeting leaders manage engagement effectively and extract maximum value from every participant while avoiding common pitfalls that can derail productive discussion. Four distinct personality types consistently emerge in meeting settings, each bringing unique strengths and challenges to group interactions. Dominant individuals are assertive extroverts who argue forcefully for their opinions and often take control of conversations naturally. These quick decision makers excel at driving action, but may inadvertently intimidate others. Expressive types are animated extroverts who think aloud, speak with enthusiasm, and generate energy in meetings, though their stream of consciousness style can overwhelm more methodical thinkers. Analytical participants are introverts who carefully process thoughts before speaking, offering well-reasoned perspectives, but sometimes struggling to insert themselves into rapid-fire discussions. Amiable personalities prioritize group harmony and often feel unheard, yet their relationship-building skills and emotional intelligence are crucial for team cohesion. These personality types tend to cluster in specific professional domains. Dominant and expressive types frequently gravitate toward sales, marketing, and business development roles, where their persuasive energy serves them well. Analytical and amiable personalities typically find homes in IT, finance, accounting, and internal communications, where careful consideration and collaborative approaches are valued. Understanding these natural distributions helps leaders anticipate and manage group dynamics. The central challenge in meetings is preventing dominant and expressive personalities from steamrolling their quieter colleagues, a common scenario that can lead to rushed decisions and missed insights. Without proper management, analytical types may withhold crucial technical details, while amiable participants hesitate to raise relationship-based concerns. Even when these quieter voices do speak up, they're often talked over or dismissed, creating meetings where volume trumps value. This dynamic played out dramatically in my own experience as a dominant expressive COO. Our amiable/analytical VP of finance repeatedly raised concerns about cash flow problems, speaking carefully and avoiding confrontation. We dismissed these warnings as excessive caution until a newly hired CFO confirmed we were 3 months from insolvency. This painful lesson demonstrated how personality-based communication barriers can mask critical information. Understanding your own personality type is crucial for developing compensatory tactics. As an expressive/dominant leader, I've learned specific techniques. Physically sitting on my hands to avoid interrupting, counting others' ideas on my fingers before sharing my own, practicing active listening without mental rehearsal of responses, and deliberately inviting junior team members to speak first. Analytical and amiable types benefit from different strategies, setting personal participation goals, preparing key points in advance, and recognizing that their measured perspectives often provide crucial balance to more impulsive voices. Organizational hierarchy adds another layer of complexity to meeting dynamics. Senior leaders must adopt a CEO mindset focused on maximizing collective intelligence rather than showcasing individual expertise. When executives step back and allow others to lead meetings effectively, they create multiple benefits, freeing up their own time for strategic thinking, developing future leadership talent, and building organizational confidence. This approach creates a virtuous cycle where successfully shared ideas encourage more participation, leading to better critical thinking throughout the organization and more innovative solutions to complex challenges. Transforming your meeting culture requires 5 specific, proven strategies that apply regardless of meeting size or purpose. These principles create the foundation for productive sessions that participants actually look forward to attending, a stark contrast to the dreaded calendar invites that plague most organizations. First, every meeting absolutely requires a clear agenda distributed in advance, ideally 48 to 72 hours before the meeting. Well-prepared agendas deliver 4 crucial benefits. They engage introverts by giving them time to prepare thoughts and formulate questions, maximize time by allocating appropriate discussion periods for complex topics, ensure only essential employees participate, following Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos's 2-pizza rule, never have a meeting where 2 pizzas couldn't feed the entire group, and allow people to opt out when their presence isn't critical to the outcomes. Keep agendas focused with 1 clear purpose and up to 3 possible outcomes to prevent meeting bloat. When attendees understand why they're there and what they need to accomplish, whether it's making a specific decision, solving a particular problem, or aligning on strategic priorities, wasted time disappears. Second, clearly communicate which meeting style applies to each agenda item. Information sharing, creative discussion, or consensus decision. In information sharing segments, communication flows in one direction, whether from employees to leadership, management to staff, or among peers. These segments should be concise and supported by pre-distributed materials. Creative discussions focus on brainstorming without immediate judgment, allowing leaders to uncover previously unknown perspectives and innovative solutions. Tools like round-robin sharing or silent brainstorming can ensure all voices are heard. Consensus decision meetings actually make decisions together, building team unity as everyone feels they've had input. These require clear decision-making frameworks and explicit voting or agreement processes. You could potentially use all three styles within a single meeting for different topics, but clarity about which style applies prevents meetings from derailing into unproductive hybrid discussions. Third, embrace punctuality as a philosophy of respect and professional courtesy. "Sorry I'm late" translates to "I don't respect you" in business culture. Like Olympic swimmers who arrive well before the starting gun, being on time means arriving 5 minutes early and being ready to begin, with materials prepared, technology tested, and mind focused on the task at hand. Set the expectation that meetings start precisely on schedule, regardless of who's present, including senior leadership. The best way to be early is ensuring your previous engagement doesn't run late by adopting a mindset of stopping whatever you're doing 5 minutes early. This creates a buffer for unexpected delays and allows time for informal relationship building before the formal meeting begins. Fourth, compress meeting time to increase focus and energy. Parkinson's law states that work expands to fill the time available for its completion, and nowhere is this more evident than in meetings. Instead of booking a 2-hour meeting, challenge yourself to accomplish it in 1 hour with greater focus and intensity. By compressing meeting time, you save money and resources while boosting productivity and maintaining participant engagement. Put specific time limits on meeting tasks. Don't say, "Write down your ideas," but rather, "You have 2 minutes to write down your 3 most important ideas." This creates urgency and prevents overthinking or perfectionism from derailing progress. Fifth, assign clear roles for every meeting and ensure each person understands their responsibilities. The moderator keeps discussions on track, manages participation levels, and facilitates quality conversations while preventing dominant personalities from monopolizing discussion. The parking lot person captures valuable ideas that arise but aren't on the agenda, ensuring good thoughts aren't lost while maintaining focus. The timekeeper ensures each agenda item receives its allotted time in the proper order, providing periodic updates and diplomatic transitions between topics. Participants come prepared, having reviewed materials in advance and ready to contribute throughout the meeting with relevant insights and questions. The closer assigns duties and timelines at meeting's end, creating accountability through public commitment and documenting specific next steps with owners and deadlines. Understanding and executing these roles is essential for running effective meetings that accomplish their objectives efficiently while building team capability and trust. Rather than viewing meetings as isolated events, successful organizations implement a comprehensive system of regularly occurring meetings designed to achieve various objectives. This meeting ecosystem creates alignment, accountability, and forward momentum at every level of the company, forming a rhythm that drives organizational success. Each meeting type serves a distinct purpose while fitting into a larger framework that ensures consistent communication and progress. Quarterly and yearly retreats serve as strategic reset buttons for leadership teams and business units. These off-site gatherings provide crucial space away from daily distractions to generate alignment, build unity, develop skills, and encourage productive engagement. Yearly retreats should occur 3 months before your next fiscal year begins, typically a 1 to 2 day session that includes skill development, team building, and strategic planning. Rather than booking expensive hotels, consider renting a large home where the team can stay together, share cooking responsibilities, and build authentic connections through shared living. The most valuable team building happens during these informal moments, cooking meals together, playing simple games, sharing personal stories, and connecting outside office walls. These natural interactions often lead to breakthrough ideas and stronger relationships that carry forward into daily operations. Quarterly advisors' meetings gather approximately 5 trusted advisors for 4 to 6 hours to provide feedback, accountability, and thought-provoking questions that elevate company performance. These structured sessions begin with a detailed review of your company's vivid vision, a detailed 3-year future projection, include an in-depth presentation from a rotating leadership team member, and focus intensively on 2 core strategic goals for the next 12 to 18 months. The board raises challenging what-if questions that stress test assumptions, identify blind spots, and ultimately strengthen both ideas and the team's thinking. These external perspectives often illuminate opportunities and risks that internal teams might miss. Monthly financial meetings align the entire company by methodically reviewing the profit and loss statement line by line. By comparing actual spending against budgets and discussing potential improvements, these meetings encourage employees to think about company finances as their own. Assigning different line items to various team members creates genuine ownership and generates innovative cost-saving ideas across departments. This radical transparency builds financial literacy, reveals the true financial picture without sugarcoating, and fosters deep trust throughout the organization. When employees thoroughly understand the complete financial situation, they make better day-to-day decisions and develop greater respect for leadership decisions. This approach transforms financial management from a top-down exercise into a collaborative effort. Weekly action review meetings bring leadership or business area teams together for 60 to 90 minutes to align objectives, maintain accountability, and solve problems collaboratively. This highly structured meeting creates team camaraderie while ensuring everyone understands interdependencies across the business. The first half focuses on systematic information sharing and progress updates, while the second half emphasizes creative discussion and collaborative problem solving. These meetings maintain operational momentum and prevent issues from festering by addressing them promptly. Teams leave with clear action items and shared understanding of priorities for the week ahead. Beyond the strategic meetings that shape your organization's direction, several meeting types drive daily and weekly execution. These operational meetings create rhythm, alignment, and accountability throughout the company, establishing a communication framework that transforms organizational effectiveness. Weekly strategy meetings, inspired by J.D. Rockefeller's approach, create dedicated time for teams to discuss potential future scenarios 6-12 months ahead. Rather than making immediate decisions, these sessions allow leadership to brainstorm possibilities, anticipate challenges, and prevent reactive management by maintaining a strategic mindset. These couple-hour sessions focus on creative discussion without requiring immediate decisions or action plans. Teams explore market trends, competitive dynamics, and emerging opportunities while considering various what-if scenarios. The key is maintaining a balance between short-term operational focus and long-term strategic thinking, something Rockefeller mastered by dedicating specific time slots solely to future-focused discussions. One-on-one meetings between leaders and direct reports are perhaps the most consequential meetings in an organization, serving as the bedrock of effective leadership and employee development. These non-negotiable 30 to 60-minute sessions provide direction, development, and support while eliminating 80% of email communication. Leaders must prioritize these visual in-person connections as immovable fixtures in their calendars to ensure employee security and growth. Typically held on Mondays, these meetings blend creative discussion with consensus decision-making to set weekly priorities and review progress. Successful one-on-ones follow a structured format: personal check-in, progress review, obstacle removal, goal setting, and professional development discussions. The face-to-face nature of these meetings allows leaders to pick up on nonverbal cues and address concerns before they become significant issues. The Daily Huddle is a brief, energizing, stand-up meeting designed to align the entire company and boost energy during typical low points in the workday. These 7-minute sessions begin with good news sharing, review key metrics against quarterly and annual goals, feature rotating department updates, address systems issues in a no-blame environment, and conclude with an energizing team cheer. Though initially awkward, these meetings align your team, raise energy levels, and provide necessary breaks from focused work. Successful organizations often schedule these meetings at 11 a.m. or 2 p.m. to combat natural energy dips and maintain team momentum throughout the day. For larger organizations where gathering everyone becomes impractical, adrenaline meetings serve as 3-minute alternatives to the daily huddle. These department-level meetings allow each team to meet independently rather than company-wide, maintaining alignment without disrupting the entire organization. Both daily huddles and adrenaline meetings require 100% attendance with only emergencies as valid exceptions, with everything else planned around these critical alignment sessions. The compressed time frame forces participants to be concise and focused, eliminating unnecessary details while maintaining essential communication. Ad hoc debrief meetings provide quick 5 to 10 minute rundowns following meetings, calls, projects, or events. Though informal and occurring only as needed, these powerful meetings help companies rapidly improve performance by evaluating execution against expectations. The team reviews what went well, what didn't, what to improve next time, and what practices to continue. These debriefs should happen shortly after the event while details remain fresh in everyone's minds. Effective debriefs follow a simple format: facts first, then analysis, and finally specific action items for improvement. This immediate feedback loop accelerates organizational learning and prevents the same mistakes from recurring across different projects or events. As remote work becomes increasingly common, virtual meetings have become essential components of organizational communication. While technology changes the medium, the fundamental principles of effective meetings remain constant. Video conferencing tools like Zoom, Google Hangout, or Skype enable crucial visual engagement, reducing distractions through eye contact. These platforms also support collaborative tools like Google Docs for real-time document editing, virtual whiteboards, and breakout rooms for smaller group discussions. The technical setup significantly impacts meeting effectiveness. Proper lighting, clear audio, and a professional background create an environment conducive to focused discussion. Meeting hosts should encourage participants to use headphones to minimize echo and background noise, keep their cameras on when possible to maintain engagement, and utilize the mute function when not speaking. Screen sharing capabilities should be leveraged strategically. Sharing agendas, presentations, or relevant documents keeps everyone aligned and focused on the same content. Being conscious of technology's limitations is essential for virtual meeting success. Remember to pause more frequently to allow others to speak, provide verbal acknowledgement when visual cues aren't possible, and ensure everyone has an opportunity to contribute. Meeting facilitators should actively manage participation, perhaps implementing a round-robin approach for important discussions or using the chat function to gather quick feedback from all participants. Nearly all meeting types can work virtually, though daily huddles and adrenaline meetings are somewhat less effective but still viable in remote settings. The most important aspect of virtual meetings is maintaining the discipline of preparation, structure, and follow-through. Just because participants aren't physically present doesn't mean agendas become optional or roles less important. In fact, the structure becomes even more critical when managing the additional variables of technology and distance. Pre-meeting preparation should include sharing materials in advance, testing technology, and having backup plans for potential technical issues. Time management becomes particularly crucial in virtual settings. Starting and ending on time helps combat Zoom fatigue and maintains participant engagement. Consider implementing shorter meeting durations, 45 minutes instead of an hour, to allow for technical setup and brief breaks between sessions. Post-meeting documentation becomes even more vital in virtual settings, with clear action items, responsibilities, and deadlines distributed promptly to all participants. Building relationships virtually requires intentional effort. Starting meetings with brief check-ins, celebrating team successes, and allowing time for casual conversation can help maintain team cohesion and culture across distance. Regular feedback on meeting effectiveness helps teams continuously improve their virtual collaboration skills and adapt to evolving needs. Meetings consume approximately 20% of our professional time, a staggering figure that translates to roughly 400 hours annually for the average office worker. However, this substantial time investment can be dramatically reduced by implementing key principles, cutting meeting duration in half, enabling optional attendance, managing discussion flow, and establishing clear roles. When executed properly, meetings serve as catalysts for team cohesion, cultural development, and organizational growth while simultaneously reducing email volume, miscommunication patterns, and workplace frustration. The fundamentals of effective meetings mirror the basics of baseball. Mastering core skills creates a foundation for excellence. These include precise agenda setting, role clarity, time management, and purposeful discussion facilitation. By developing these capabilities and sharing them across your organization, teams can accomplish objectives more efficiently with fewer participants. The transformation begins with a crucial mindset shift. Meetings themselves aren't the problem. Our approach to conducting them is. When strategically structured and thoughtfully executed, meetings become powerful vehicles for alignment, innovation, and organizational advancement. The evolution from dreading meetings to mastering them demands both individual and collective commitment. Start small by introducing one or two principles in your next gathering. Draft and circulate a detailed agenda 24 hours in advance, explicitly stating desired outcomes. Clearly communicate the meeting type, whether decision-making, problem-solving, or information sharing. Assign specific roles like timekeeper, note-taker, and facilitator. Compress scheduled durations by 25 to 50%, creating productive pressure that maintains focus. As these practices become ingrained in your team's culture, gradually expand your meeting ecosystem to incorporate various formats that drive organizational objectives. Well-executed meetings demonstrate several distinctive characteristics. They start and end on time, maintain focused discussion, generate clear action items, and respect participants' time through careful preparation. The most effective gatherings feature active participation, clear decision-making processes, and documented outcomes that move projects forward. Consider implementing a meeting satisfaction survey to gather feedback and continuously improve your approach. The ultimate outcome extends beyond merely tolerable meetings. It's about creating engaging, energizing sessions that accelerate progress and strengthen organizational bonds. These transformed gatherings become forums where ideas flourish, decisions advance, and team members feel genuinely productive. The path to meeting mastery lies before you. Will your next meeting perpetuate the cycle of unproductive gatherings or mark the beginning of a more efficient, engaged, and aligned organization? The tools and principles are available. Their implementation depends on your commitment to change.